FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Investigations are underway to determine the cause of a horrific crash in northern KZN that claimed the lives of 8 people. A truck collided with a van transporting churchgoers on the N2 near Mpangeni on Mother's Day yesterday. Provincial officials say 24 members of the Zion Christian Church were making their way to Mtubatuba. Deputy Transport Minister Nkululeko Hlengwa.
Some remain critically indisposed in hospital, and it is our prayer that they will recover. The RTMC, an entity of the Department of Transport, will be at Richards Bay working with RTI in the province to investigate the set of circumstances that would have led to that accident. Therefore, be able to provide a report and give direction and closure for families.
Meanwhile, KZN Health says two doctors from Ngwenes and a hospital were involved in a crash early on the route while travelling between Richards Bay and Mpangeni. One of the doctors, as well as a family member, were killed. The other staff member was admitted to hospital with serious injuries. Etegwini Mayor Cyril Qaba says the city's investments in infrastructure are paying off. He says evidence of this can be seen through tourism and growth in the local economy. One of the continent's largest travel trade shows, Africa's Travel Indaba, begins in Durban today. There'll be business working networking opportunities, with the main show officially opening under the theme Unlimited Africa tomorrow. Qaba says there's a need for more collaboration between African countries to improve tourism infrastructure. He was speaking at the second G20 Tourism Working Group in Umhlanga yesterday.
Our continent has a great tourism potential, and we must work together to unlock it by investing in tourism infrastructure.
Julius Malema says he isn't ashamed that his visa to the UK was denied last week. The EFF leader was invited to speak at Cambridge University's Africa Together conference. The British High Commission in South Africa said that Malema's visa application could not be finalised due to the unfortunate timing of some recent UK public holidays. Malema touched on the issue while speaking to residents in Soweto yesterday ahead of by-elections in Ward 24.
Whether they declare me an international criminal or not, whether they deny me visa or not, Soweto will never deny me visa. Where I am well received, where I am well loved, where ideas do not scare people.
And Hamas says it'll release an Israeli soldier who holds American citizenship as part of a ceasefire effort. 21-year-old Eden Alexander is believed to be the last living American hostage in Gaza. He was serving in an elite infantry unit on the border when he was captured during the October 2023 attack. Hamas says his release is part of efforts to allow food, medicine and other supplies into the region, which has been under a complete blockade by Israel for more than 2 months. Meanwhile, the ceasefire talks are likely to be high on the agenda as US President Donald Trump flies to the Middle East. He's traveling to Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the UAE for trade and investment talks. A recap of our lead story this hour. Investigations are underway to determine the cause of a horrific crash in northern KZN that claimed the lives of 8 people. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.